Palestinians protesting the opening of a new American embassy in Jerusalem this morning. In a video statement from the White House, President Trump says the opening makes a strong statement that Jerusalem is the historic capital of Israel.
The United States will always be a great friend of Israel and a partner in the cause of freedom and peace.
As for the violence in the West Bank and the Gaza Strip today, U.S. Senator Republican Lindsey Graham says,
"We're not going to let the Palestinians or anybody else make U.S. policy. Democrats and Republicans have voted to make Jerusalem the capital of Israel, and it will be, and I'm sorry about the loss of life."
Graham was speaking there on Fox News, and this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go, or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
The U.S. Supreme Court strikes down a federal ban on sports betting. New Jersey challenging the ban, claiming it's unfair that gambling on sports has been allowed in Nevada and a few other states when not in the rest of the nation. Many states could begin to legalize betting now on college and professional sports based on this ruling. Five children aged 8 months to 6 years have died after a weekend fire in Greensboro, North Carolina. Two of them died in the early morning fire at an apartment that also injured their father. The three other kids died of their injuries Sunday. The father claims the stove in the unit had been having problems, but investigators have not yet said what they believe the cause was. An asteroid the size of the Statue of Liberty is to pass by Earth tomorrow. It's expected to go by at half the distance to the moon. Astronomers say few objects of that size are ever seen passing so close, but the asteroid doesn't present any risk. And this is USA Radio News.
There's a price war in the insurance business, and you may be paying too much. Call the Term Lifeline right now and see if you can save 40%. $500,000 plans and up, that's our specialty, even great smokers rates. Protect your family today. Call the Term Lifeline right now for a free quote. 866-509-TERM. 866-509-TERM. 866-509-TERM.
Parks and wildlife officials are setting traps in an effort to catch a bear that attacked a 5-year-old Colorado girl yesterday. The state's Parks and Wildlife Department says it happened outside the 5-year-old's home near Grand Junction early yesterday morning. The girl's mother said her daughter had gone outside after hearing noises that she thought her dog was making, and that's when she was attacked by the bear. The mother ran outside and began yelling at the bear, which then dropped the girl before running off. The girl was taken to a hospital. She's now listed in fair condition. A new study shows that newer vehicles are safer than older models, the NHTSA recently releasing statistics highlighting the added safety of new vehicles compared with older cars and trucks, and finding that in traffic crashes from 2012 to 2016, a higher percentage of passengers in older vehicles suffered fatal injuries. The proportion of passengers fatally injured increased with the age of the vehicle from 55% for model years before 1984 to 26% for vehicles built between 2013 and 2017. Additionally, the severity of the injuries increased with increasing vehicle age, while the injury severity of passengers in newer vehicles was lower. And Avengers Infinity War is still strong at the box office, earning another $69 million in its third week of release in the U.S. and Canada. The Melissa McCarthy comedy The Life of the Party came in next at $19 million. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hello, my name is... is Robert Burns. My website is bobburnspeaks.com. And I'm inviting you to listen to my show at 1 o'clock on Friday afternoons on Hutton Chamber Radio, entitled Awaken to Your Purpose. How many people walk through life awake and knowing why they were incarnated here in this beautiful planet? Not a lot of people do. I was in my late 40s by the time I found out, but now I know. So listen to the show, and maybe that'll promote you to awaken to your purpose. And thank you so much.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Dr. Miola with Get Healthy Hunterdon, and we are sponsored by Nutrimost of Flemington. Let's get to that weather, because everybody's been crazy about what's been going on. So this afternoon, mostly cloudy with a high near 75 degrees. Last night it was cold, now it's 75 degrees. Calm wind becoming southwest at around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, guess what? A chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly between midnight and 3 a.m. Mostly cloudy with a low around 61 degrees, southwest wind 3 to 5 miles per hour. Chance of precipitation is a low of 30 degrees.
All you veterans, listen up. Sponsors of the May 19th Patriotic Concert, being held at 2 p.m. at North Hunterdon High School, are giving away free tickets to veterans and their families as a thank you for your service. Concert includes special guest Joe Piscopo and over 100 performers and musicians, including a 17-piece big band, a 32-piece string orchestra, Broadway show Trans-Siberian Orchestra singer, an operatic angel, a rising child star, a choral group, and of course the award-winning Hunterdon Harmonizers. You can call the show's producer, Kevin Gray, at 908-419-9878 for ticket info. Call right now, because tickets are limited. The number again is 908-419-9878. That's 908-419-9878. It's going to be a great show, so veterans, get your tickets now.
We are back. This is Get Healthy Hunterdon with Dr. Miola at Nutrimost of Flemington. Today, have I got a treat for you, somebody you've been dying to find out about and wanting to know even more and more and stuff. We're going to be talking about Shinrin Yoku. And you say, what the heck is that? Well, that is what they call forest therapy. Stress from work or start of a new year? Come experience what the Japanese have been doing for years. Breathe, relax, smell, and listen to the forest around you. Shinrin Yoku means taking in the forest atmosphere or forest bathing, and is the cornerstone of preventative health care and healing in Japanese medicine. Join the 2017-18 season park naturalist Deborah Reed on a tranquil, relaxing guide. Guided walk through the forest and let go of the stress created by our urban lifestyle. So without any ado, Deborah, who is sitting across from me, is dying to tell us more about this program and everything like that. So first of all, Deborah, welcome to the show, Get Healthy Hunterdon. And why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and the program?
So I'm a seasonal naturalist at the Hunterdon County Parks Division. I have been working there for 2 years now. And one of the programs that I've added into our programs that we offer is called Shinrin Yoku, which most people say, well, what the heck is Shinrin Yoku?
What does that mean?
Yes. So Shinrin Yoku literally translates into forest bathing. And before you think this is a spa thing that we put trees into a bath and we rest with the trees, it really is what's considered a calming walk. The purpose of forest bathing is to connect with nature, to soothe your mind and heal your body, to remember that even though we belong to a human society, we are not separate from nature. So it's the act of opening our senses to the natural surroundings and experiencing feelings of well-being.
Very, very interesting. And a lot of us have, you know, in today's society, we're so rushed and where to go and things to do and everything like that. We never have a time to slow down and just smell the roses and all. So tell us a little bit about this program that you've brought here to Hunterdon County in the Hunterdon County Park Systems. Now, the park systems ourselves, we have, what, 29 different parks in Hunterdon County, over 9,000 acres that is devoted to recreation and things like that. Now, how do you go about finding the right park to do your program, and what is it in the system that we do?
The honest answer is that any location outside, ideally with trees, with plants, with walking areas that are nice and smooth that you can take your time with, that's what we're looking for in the parks.
Oh, okay.
Let me tell you a little bit about how it came to be. Shinrin Yoku started in Japan. After World War II, the Japanese government had said, all right, we are going to be an economic strong country.
Oh, okay.
And with that came long working hours. In Japan, the average person works 100 hours of overtime a month. And so with that, a new word came into being called karoshi, which is dying on the job. In English, it translates into death by overwork. And they would find people on their subway who had just, they had worked so many extra hours that was it. They were done. And,
wow.
And so the Japanese government said, we need to find a way to de-stress.
Mm-hmm.
And they started doing research on how to de-stress. And they found that what's happening, and it's happening in America too, and in fact, at this point, we work more hours than Japan does, is that we spend so much time in the work environment, in front of a screen, with digital technology, and are so disconnected from nature that it literally is killing us. And so the Japanese said, we need to provide moments that we go out into nature again.
Mm, okay, very good.
So I wanted to bring that to Hunterdon County Parks and say, we have these 29 parks. We have all of this natural environment around us, and yet we spend all of our time on our phones. And so to deliberately say, let's go out and enjoy this atmosphere and work on our health at the same time.
Interesting concept then and all. Very interesting. So what would normally be, what could you expect during a regular session of this forest bathing?
So forest bathing, I wanted to share what goes through during that time, because I'm sure a lot of people are like, I'm not sure if this is for me.
Okay, good.
We start by introducing ourselves,
mm-hmm.
you know, so that we all feel comfortable with who's around us, and thinking about what's grateful. You know, what are we grateful for? Why are we here? And also at the start of this, we leave our phones in our car. You know, we totally disconnect.
Oh, my gosh.
So we then work on what's called grounding or earthing. Which I think you are familiar with that.
Yes, yes.
So that earthing process is to connect with the energy that the earth, there's a natural energy that the earth provides,
mm-hmm.
and to connect with that. Once we have that grounding and that work on our breathing, then we go through what's called invitations. And the reason they're invitations is because none of them are mandatory. None of what we do during the time that we're out there is, you've got to do this.
Mm-hmm.
All of it is really self-motivated, what you feel comfortable with. I mean, the real objective is to de-stress.
Okay.
So if something is making, an invitation is making you more stressful, then by all means, please, you know, walk off on your own. Enjoy nature without the rest of the group. These invitations are all about our senses.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how we feel things, how we smell things. And we deliberately go through focusing on each one of our senses. And then Each one of these invitations will take about 10 to 30 minutes.
Okay.
And then at the end of the invitations, we do what is just a really wonderful experience, which is called the Japanese tea ceremony, which we all sit together.
Uh-huh.
And we share tea and we share our experiences and share with each other, you know, how we feel different and what we enjoyed about being out there. So that's what you can expect.
Mm-hmm.
For the time that you're out with us.
Excellent. Very good. We're going to take a little commercial break here now, so everybody please stand by and we'll be right back.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
And we are back. This is Dr. Miola with Get Healthy Hunterdon, and this is sponsored by Nutrimost of Flemington, Hunterdon County's most experienced healthcare provider. We have Deborah Reed, who's a naturalist from the Hunterdon County Park Systems. And as you remember and learned, so we have over 29 wonderful parks here in Hunterdon County and over 9,000 acres to enjoy it with. We've been talking about Shinrin-yoku. And for those of you who don't speak Japanese and stuff, that means forest therapy and stuff. And off air, we were talking about just what is this forest bathing or the forest therapy and all. Isn't it just like walking in the woods here, Deborah?
I've gotten that question a lot of times. Aren't we just going for a hike? And the answer is it's much more than just a hike in the woods. So when you're hiking, it's all about the destination. You have a destination in mind.
Mm-hmm.
With forest bathing, you're focusing on that place, that moment, right here and now. There's no objective as to where you're going. You're engaging all your senses. And it's not a nature lesson.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we all want to know what plant is this, what tree is this, but this one doesn't focus on that.
Oh, okay.
This really focuses on being moving as slow as possible, relaxing as much as possible. You know, you're not out there to do athletics. So this is not counting your steps on your Fitbit. so, and we use mindful mindfulness meditation techniques, cultivating your mind to think things purposely, deeply, and not judging what's around you.
Mm-hmm.
You're focusing on the present moment. It's either the present moment inside you or the present moment outside and around you. It's deliberately focusing more carefully from moment to moment. And it promotes an inner calmness when you go through this process.
Isn't it something totally different than when you go rushing off to the gym to do an hour of yoga or Pilates or, you know, an exercise program and stuff, and then you rush back home, take a shower, and then you're off to work and all. So this kind of slows things down and gets your body back into perspective, a little more time to channel Mother Earth and energy back into it and all. So I love that concept, though.
Do you want to try an invitation? Should we try one?
Yeah, what's an invitation? Tell us about an invitation here.
So I'm going to give you an example of one. This one is called The Pleasure of Presence. It focuses on your breathing and grounding your connection into the earth. Okay, which there's not, I can see some earth out this window right now, so I'm going to focus on that earth going on out
there.
Okay. So when you're ready, you turn and face towards the trees. You breathe in and you breathe out slowly. Stay in this moment. Whatever is going on at home can wait. Enjoy where you are here and now. The outside world will wait for you. Breathe in peace. And release. Feel how one foot touches the ground. And now, how the other foot touches the ground. Be aware of all areas of your feet and how they touch the cool, soft earth. Be aware of all sensations in your feet that may occur in this moment. Breathe in peace. And release. Simply let go. Breathe in and out slowly and gently. Feel yourself connected to Mother Nature. She supports you as your toes extend into the ground like roots of a tree. With each breath, take in how you feel and your connection with the environment. Feel the wafts of pleasantly cool air on your face. Feel how the soothing light breaks through the newly budding trees. Enjoy your presence in this moment. Close your eyes and connect to the roots of those trees. So that would be an example.
Wow, that is very, very powerful. Holy cow.
And it really does. I mean, even me doing it as the guide, I start calming down completely too. So it's I think it's an incredible experience.
That does. You can feel just how your whole body slows down and kind of gets more in sync with itself then.
Yeah.
Interesting.
There's one of my favorite ones.
Mm-hmm.
Because this one you're doing facing out, facing away from everyone, observing what's in front of you. One of my favorite ones is an invitation that's called a feeling journey. And this one is actually with a partner. So you're not only, you have an experience yourself, and then you want to share that joy with somebody else. And because it's a feeling journey, that other person has their eyes closed.
Oh.
So not only is it a journey of touch, it's also a journey of trust, because the other person you're with is guiding you. And sometimes on these, some people will decline this one, and it's, you know, perfectly understandable. Some people meet new friends. I've had some people that have come to multiple sessions because they enjoy the people that are there.
Oh,
with
okay.
Them.
Mm-hmm.
But with this one, when you've gone off on your own, and you find something that really has made a significant moment for you, sometimes you want to share that moment and share that joy with somebody else. Mm. So you take your partner and you ask them to close their eyes, and you guide them to that location, and you have them touch the object first.
Oh, okay.
So they can have a sense experience first.
Right.
And then they open their eyes. And then this is what I call the aha moment, where, you know, they see something like it's new for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you've walked by that same tree 30 or 40 times, but all of a sudden you noticed how the cracks and crevices work together and what kind of pattern they make and how they feel and how beautiful that is. And
right.
It's really a joyful moment that both of you experience together. So I love watching that one happen.
Oh, I can see how you gain a lot of enjoyment from doing that and all.
Do you want to hear one more?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
Yep.
So this one is called Be Still and Listen. And this is one that I would recommend as a starting out, if you wanted to do this on your own, that you don't need a guide to do. So it's very difficult for us to be still and just listen.
Mm-hmm.
So you start by slowing down. You need to give yourself some time because it takes moments. It takes a while for you to get rid of your thoughts and really get yourself involved in the natural silence. And then just find a spot and sit down. We call that a sitting spot.
Oh, okay. Sitting spot.
And with all of these, focus on your breathing. If unwanted thoughts creep in, concentrate on breathing deeply. Take a few deep breaths to get those thoughts to run away.
Mm-hmm.
And let them float into the distance. So then listen in all directions. After a while, the noises will quiet down in your head and you can begin to hear the natural sounds around you. You'll notice the birds tapping on a tree. One of my favorites is the rustling of the leaves in the trees.
Uh-huh.
And then you'll notice that some birds have two-tone calls, not just one.
Mm.
The sound of the stream and as it trickles through. And then see if you can listen even further. I do this with my younger kids, and I say, can you hear seven things that are not man-made?
Oh, okay.
And it's a challenge.
Sure.
to really tune in that far that you can hear seven things in nature at one time.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, when you do this, you want to close your eyes and listen even more deeply. With your eyes closed, your other senses
right.
hone in on what you're hearing.
Mm-hmm.
And stay as still as possible. So just all it is being quiet and listening, which it's a hard skill.
Hard to do in this day and
it
age.
It is.
Exactly.
Absolutely. Because we're thinking, oh, who's texting me right now? You know, what do I have to go to the grocery store by the end of the day? And to actually just turn all of that off
mm-hmm.
and be able to listen to the quiet. So that would be one that I would recommend as something if you wanted to do on your own. You can do that, you know, in mm-hmm. your backyard. You don't really have to go far to do
right.
that one.
So people can do this forest bathing or forest therapy on their own then?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that is my goal is that my goal is to do an introduction.
Okay.
To say, these are the things you can think of. Be aware of them. And then to just get people out in the parks. You know, get people to enjoy what's around us and to be able to do it on your own. Now, you know, I'm still offering it once a month because some of us aren't disciplined enough to say,
yeah.
I'm going to take this time and I'm going to stop.
Right, yeah. You know? And sometimes it's better if you've got it on the calendar like we were talking off right. air and stuff. You know, you write it down so you physically have a commitment to go do something like that. Then.
Absolutely. So it's... If you have it in your mind that you can do this on your own, then go right ahead. But if you feel that you need somebody else to kind of say, come on, we're going to do this week, take that time out, then
mm-hmm.
that's when you come to the parks and
wow.
do it with us.
Very nice. Very good indeed. We're going to hold on that thought. We're going to go do a commercial break, and we will be right back.
Thank you. USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Dozens of protesting Palestinians have been killed in clashes with Israeli security forces today, as nearly 2,000 others are injured. The Palestinians protesting the opening of a new American embassy in Jerusalem this morning. In a video statement from the White House, President Trump says the opening makes a strong statement that Jerusalem is the historic capital of Israel.
The United States will always be a great friend of Israel and a partner in the cause of freedom and peace.
As for the violence in the West Bank and the Gaza Strip today, U.S. Senator Republican Lindsey Graham says,
"We're not going to let the Palestinians or anybody else make U.S. policy. Democrats and Republicans have voted to make Jerusalem the capital of Israel, and it will be, and I'm sorry about the loss of life."
Graham was speaking there on Fox News, and this is USA Radio News.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Over $30 billion in trusts have been set aside for individuals who have been affected by asbestos exposure. How do you protect your rights and get the compensation you deserve? Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Capital Legal Group is one of the nation's resources for settlement of lung cancer and mesothelioma cases. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states, and claims have been paid in as little as 60 days. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. We'll open a no-cost case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.
And we are back with Get Healthy 100. This is Dr. Miola from Nutrimost of Flemington. And we are talking to Deborah Reed, who is a naturalist at the Hunterdon County Park Systems here. And as you remember and stuff, there's over 29 parks here in Hunterdon County and over 9,000 acres from which to do all kinds of fun things. We've been talking about Shinrin-yoku, or what they're talking about is forest bathing or forest therapy and all. And off air, we were talking about all the different benefits and do you have to be agile to be able to participate, what age you should be, how is this different from all different forms. So I'm going to have Deborah come and answer all these burning questions that you have and all. So Deborah, please enlighten us more.
Okay. So Shinrin-yoku is for anyone. My hope is that for those, there's a lot of people who aren't active naturalist type, who aren't looking to go out into the woods, that have never tried this kind of thing before. And those people I want to try and reach out to and say that, you know, come with me as a guide and I'll show you the outdoors and how it's so healing for you and how it's so helpful to be out in the woods.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also for any age. Because it's not, you know, we talked about it's not a hike. You're not going for a destination. You know, I've had people in these programs anywhere from 18 years old to 75 years old.
Okay.
And of all physical abilities, you know, I think I mentioned we do provide chairs for people if they need chairs.
Mm-hmm.
That you do not have to sit on the ground and try and stand up from the ground. That we make, you know, some of our parks are, the trails are accessible to make it easier for people. So I've had people with different ailments that have come out and tried this. You know, everything from some kind of connective tissue disease or those recovering from an addiction have come out to find some calmness inside them.
Right.
So the answer is it is for everybody. It also is for every age. One of the things I want to do in the fall is do a youth one that, you know, I've worked with kids that are as young as 3 years old, doing yoga with them, doing mindfulness with them. And at any age, you get benefits out of it. And although the program would not be the same as what we do with adults, there's still whimsical ways that you can engage children to really take some time and slow down. So I also wanted to talk about where You know, we talked about we have the 29 parks.
Mm-hmm.
There is an objective to try and get us out to as many parks. So maybe you'll find a place close to home that you had no idea that it was even there. So that is another objective.
Isn't that something, exploring Hunterdon County?
Yes. And I've asked, even within our office, you know, I've asked, have you gone to this park yet? And they're like, no, I haven't been out there. You know, we're so busy doing other activities that mm-hmm. we haven't explored all of them ourselves. We talked about, I believe, that you can do forest bathing on your own, that you don't need a guide to do it with. When you go to look for something like this, I want you to look for a place that has gentle slopes, that the trails are well marked. You don't want to get lost in the woods while you're out there on your own. It should have a natural water source.
Oh, okay.
It's a great element to add to it. The sounds that come with that, the patterns that you can see with that, and absolutely a wide variety of plants and plenty of trees. And we talked about the hardest thing to find is a traffic-free area.
Right, yeah,
that's a
tough one, yeah.
There's actually, for forest bathing on your own, there's another one that I wanted to share with you. This is something that it's close to me. It's about fractal patterns.
Oh, okay.
It's something that I have always found fascinating, even as a child, to look in nature for fractal patterns. So this is another guide on your own, which is to go to an outdoor location. And honestly, as before, it can be in your backyard. You look up in the sky or at the ripples on a pond. Notice the surface of a stream and its constant motion. Take notice of the tree branches and how a tree grows and how it divides. Go in close, magnifying close. Look at the spirals of a pine cone and how that grows, or the petals on a flower and how that grows. And then look at the leaves and the veins on the leaf. So soon you start seeing that there's natural patterns in all over in nature.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you look at that, you take note of how you feel before you started that exercise.
Oh.
And then how you feel after you've done that magnifying glass and really looked in on something. And ask, did it boost your mood? Did it give you mental clarity? And chances are the answer will be yes. And then afterwards, when you observe the patterns, you may start to feel, for me, it's always been this sense of wonder and amazement, you know, that how this all grows together.
Mm-hmm.
There's talk now of how tree roots and trees actually talk to each other under the ground.
Oh, yeah. The interconnected communications and stuff.
Yes.
Incredible.
And you know, to think about all that and look at all of that, you know, it gives you this sense of wonder, amazement, you know, a sense of joy, a sense of well-being that I think is good for all. The other thing I wanted to talk to you about was, can you do this? You know, here we are, we're sitting in a room that's got four walls, you know, no plants. So the question is, can you make your work environment, can you make your home environment more friendly? You know,
mm-hmm.
can you really do forest bathing in your house? Do you have to leave? Well, the first thing I would say is, well, the first thing you need to do is unplug the TV, unplug all the electronics, turn off the phone
mm-hmm.
to do that. But when you're at work, adding plants is a great way to calm your stress.
Okay.
I don't know if you're aware that NASA actually did a study on what plants create the most oxygen, and in the top 10 we have mums, spider plants, peace lilies, Boston ferns, the weeping fig. These are all plants that you can go ahead and put around your work environment, and
mm-hmm.
they will help clean the air for you.
Right. A natural scrubber and stuff. Instead of being plugged into the electric outlet again, this thing is doing it naturally.
Exactly. So that is one thing that I recommend everybody to bring in to their work environment.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing that is so trendy right now is the diffusers. You know, that we want the smells that come with nature.
Mm-hmm.
And when you smell something, it triggers a part of your brain. And it usually triggers an emotion with it. And the studies have shown that if you smell something that's from nature, it actually lowers your cortisol levels.
Yes.
And you calm down. So a diffuser in your home or your office area,
mm-hmm.
It really does have benefits. So those are two things that I would recommend to do in your natural environment. I guess the other thing we wanted to talk about, I think, was the health benefits.
Benefits and stuff. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
We use a thing called grounding a lot in our practice and all with the Nutrimost of Flemington and all. And one of the important things that they do, it's called the Schumann's Resonation or the Resonator Earth Energy and stuff. And this has been around for over 6,000 years and as far as with the magnetic field that's set up there and all. And it's called the body's or the Earth's magnetic field that goes on. And it's around 1 to 3 gases is how they measure it and all. And what this actually does is it affects the soft tissue, will lengthen and will help relax muscles or ligaments that are damaged or being traumatized. It will work in an area in depth directly proportional to the type and the length of the energy that's going on there. So this can go as deep as 3 to 5 inches and all. The second thing that happens is as the tissue starts to relax, you get more blood flow into the area, and you're able to gain access to that damaged site. So like in a sense, when red cells are being damaged or injured and stuff, they don't hold the charge as well, and this causes the red blood cells to stick together, slowing the circulation, and it gives you the effect called a coin roll formation and stuff, which is very unhealthy and stuff that doesn't allow things to move. So the Mother Earth natural energy is about 7.83 hertz is how they measure it and stuff, and it's called the heartbeat of Mother Earth and all. And it's the frequency is said to be in tune with the human brain with the alpha and the theta states. So why is that so important and stuff? Well, sometimes you'll notice that you feel like things are flying by, and when that gets out of sync and stuff and it's too much, the brain has a hard time to kind of compensate for that. So it feels like things are flying by. It feels like time is literally flying by. So between 8.5 and about 16.5 hertz, you move out of the theta range, which is the relaxed, into a full calm alpha range with a faster moving alert beta frequencies and all. The other one is between 12 to 15 hertz. You have a sensory motor rhythm frequency, and you have this awakened calmness and stuff. The thought process is clearer, and you're more focused and all. And this acceleration making one feel can be more tired, exhausted, dizzy, depressed, and strange feeling and all. So this is, you know, kind of seeing, you know, how today's society, since we don't have all these nice grounding abilities, walking around like our ancestors used to be barefooted and stuff, either you're running after your food or running away from your food and all, but you were in contact with that earth more so than the cement concrete floors or the wooden floors that were in buildings and things like that. So there's a lot to be said about the Schumann's effects that go on. Now, when you get more blood flow and all, that also has to do with the hormones or the circadian cycle that produces, melatonin, a lot of hormones, cortisone we had referred to before and all. So all these things come into effect. So doing a simple procedure like the Shinrin Yoku or the forest bathing and stuff can bring you back into contact with those things, which is very, very important and all.
That's one of the things they talk about is to take off your shoes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's one thing to really ground yourself into the earth and how that makes an entirely different experience.
Right.
And then when you're sitting directly on the earth and touching the earth with as many parts of your body as you can at some points. where you're really down on all fours and crawling on the ground is part of it.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't tried that one yet because no one that I've come in contact with can do that one. So, but perhaps with the younger kids, I will try the
that sounds good.
Crawling on the ground.
What we're going to do is we're going to hold and do a commercial break, and we'll be right back, everybody. Hold on.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Hi, I'm Jeannie Murphy, host of Talented People Radio, produced by Mariah Media. Our show is fun, and we specialize on interviewing some of the most awesome people from around the world. Tune in and watch our live stream on Facebook, and don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel so that you can watch past episodes. Talented People airs every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Join us for some fun.
All right, we are back. This is Dr. Miola with Nutrimost of Flemington and Get Healthy Hunterdon. Today you've been listening to Deborah Reed from Hunterdon County Park Systems, and she is one of their primary naturalists over there. And she has introduced to Hunterdon County the Shinrin-yoku, or forest bathing or forest therapy and all. So we were off air. We were talking about the amazing, incredible things that can happen to the body and all, and both the physical and mental benefits. So, Deborah, why don't you a little bit into that?
And that's why we're here, because we're talking about what's healthy for you. Right?
Exactly.
And so for some people, forest bathing can simply be a relaxing afternoon. And that's all it needs to be. But it is amazing how many studies have come out in the past 20 years about how much you benefit from being outdoors and how much you benefit from being around trees. The gamut.
Mm-hmm.
Helps with depression, anxiety, helps with ADHD, with healing wounds, with cardiovascular diseases, with migraines. You know, they've done studies. You know, how do you prove any of that?
Right.
Right? So what they've done is they've done studies of the blood. They've done studies of the heart from before and after.
Mm-hmm.
And so for the lowering of your heart rate, just 20 minutes out in the woods will lower your heart rate over 7%.
Isn't that something?
So the other thing is that they've studied the cortisol levels. And, you know, that's the killer, your mm-hmm. stress. And just 20 minutes of that, they go down 13%. Just for 20 minutes. I mean, the health benefits of 20 minutes to stand outside and just reflect in the woods.
Oh, yes.
It's amazing.
Out in Davenport, Iowa, where I went to chiropractic school and stuff, Palmer College had this, it was called A Little Bit of Heaven, and there was about five or six reflecting pools and benches and everything. So after you got your chiropractic adjustment, you would go out there and kind of wander around for about 15, 20 minutes just to let the adjustment settle in and your body to get acclimated to the new level of, you know, communications that was going on now that you didn't have any pressure on the nerves.
Yeah, and that's, you know, 2 hours is what's the recommended time to do this, 2 to 4 hours on your own.
Mm.
And how much that benefits, if you think about what 20 minutes can do.
Oh, really?
If you take off you know, 2 hours to do it, how much more? There's even a study in Japan that came out in 2009. They studied people who would go once a month for an overnight
mm-hmm.
to sleep on the ground, to make the connection with the ground, to just be out in nature without doing anything else, without being with your digital. And with that group, they found that it created cells that boost your immune system,
oh,
the
mm-hmm.
ones that work to prevent cancer growth.
Right, T cells, yeah.
So they're saying that there's even a possibility that being out in nature can reduce the possibility of cancer,
mm-hmm.
which, you know, that's a lot.
Exactly. Oh, that would go a long way in today's society.
Right.
Yeah.
But to really say that just doing this can really
mm-hmm.
affect me in so many positive ways.
Right.
It seems far-fetched, but they truly have found that it makes a difference.
Isn't that something? Getting away from the concrete, the steel, the metal, the glass, and everything, and just getting back for a nice walk, but a structured, not even a structured walk, but a walk that's got some purpose to it and all.
So one of the things is that plants, the antimicrobial compounds that plants create
mm-hmm.
is, you know, that's where we get our medicines from.
A lot of our antibiotics and medications have come from good old Mother Nature.
Exactly. And if you think about it, those compounds, the essential oils from trees are actually releasing those compounds into the air.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you're breathing in when you walk through the forest.
Right.
So, and how that could possibly benefit us. You know, we've been for thousands of years now, we've realized that plants benefit our health.
Mm-hmm.
So if you get nothing else from today, I want you to walk away with the idea that 20 minutes outside can give you mental clarity. That if you're stuck at work, if you're on your computer and you're trying to get a report out and it's just going nowhere, that take your coffee break outside.
Yes.
And just reflect on nothing else, not what I need to put into that report, but what is nature giving me?
Mm-hmm.
And then you will come back in and say, oh, I can tackle this again.
Right. Isn't that something, just that little even momentary break from, you know, being concentrated over the computer screen or a project and things like that gives you much more clarity and stuff, and the questions and the you know, doubts you had and stuff now all of a sudden are very, very clear.
Right. Right. And that's what I want people to feel when they come.
Hmm.
You know, it's when they leave there, that life isn't as difficult to tackle as it was an hour ago.
Right.
That I can handle this now.
And, right.
You know, I'm doing some more sessions in the fall, and the ones that I've been doing so far have been in the afternoons.
Okay.
And in the fall, I'm putting them at the end of the day.
Mm. So, oh, that's probably good then.
Yeah, so that those who are coming straight from work, you know, I did one at the end of the day, and people seemed really stressed
mm-hmm.
and trying to get there on time, and it's like, well, maybe I should do it in a more relaxed atmosphere during the day. And then
yeah.
But then I realized, you know, we need that.
And, so much so, yeah.
And if we, you know, put them in locations where people can get to right from work,
mm-hmm.
their evening will go so much better.
That's it. So with the last few minutes that we have available and stuff, how can people get a hold of you? Websites, telephones, locations?
So the next Shinrin Yoku is being offered May 24th.
Okay.
It is from 11 to 12. It's already almost full, so... My recommendation is to call the Parks Department today.
Okay.
We can be reached at 908-782-1158. And we have registration goes through the mail or it goes through the Arboretum. Our main office is at the Arboretum.
Oh, okay.
And mm-hmm. all of our programs are there.
Oh, great.
I would also love to share that since we started this one, we've actually added more programs.
Oh, excellent.
So there's a new program that we're going to do that's called Yoga in the Parks.
Mm-hmm.
And that will be on Saturdays during June and July. So another great way to be out in nature and those who want to try things that are more physical.
Right.
The yoga does both.
Isn't that something? Oh, that's great.
The other thing is we've always offered, we have recreational walks. On Wednesdays, we do a variety of walks. We do hiking trips. We have a full moon hike coming up that you go out at night mm-hmm. and see what's out there at night.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Of course, in my opinion, everything the parks does is beneficial to you because all of the programs that we offer are taking time out for yourself.
Right.
You know, whether it be trips or crafts or anything. So I totally recommend that
that's
you
good. Now, is there a website that our listeners can go to?
So if you just put in your browser Hunterdon County.
Oh.
Hunterdon County Parks and Recs, and you'll come up with our
and website. A lot of these things will be listed there then and all. Okay, excellent then. Well, this was an incredible hour that we had here, Deborah. And what we'd like to do is invite you back with some time when you have it so that we can talk about more of the programs that you have and what's available and all. But I'm sure that the listeners will be calling to get scheduled for this Shinrin Yoku or the forest bathing or forest therapy program that you've been so kindly to bring here to Hunterdon County.
Well, thank you for inviting me today.
All right. Very good. Well, thank you very much. And everybody, we had a great hour and we'll see everyone next week.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
President Donald Trump fulfilled a campaign promise by moving the American embassy to Jerusalem. This was the message that you heard repeated by all the speakers at the inauguration ceremony today for the new U.S. embassy in the Israeli capital. North Korea said it will destroy a nuclear test site 3 weeks before a historic meeting between Kim Jong-un and President Donald Trump. Former Congressman Jason Chaffetz said the president is really handling things correctly, in his opinion, overseas.
President Trump's, I think, peace through strength is pulling off. Mike Pompeo's done a terrific job. I mean, he has only been in that position a short time, but certainly in his position as the CIA understanding the intelligence behind the scenes, whatever they're doing, it's working because it's moving in the right direction.
The Supreme Court cleared the way for states to legalize sports betting, striking down a 1992 federal law. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaruch. It doesn't take much for grocery store shelves to go from fully stocked to completely bare. Please don't wait for an emergency to happen to become a victim of chaos and a government that cannot provide. Make sure you have an adequate food storage supply and use My Patriot Supply. These are great folks I've started working with. They've helped me plan for an emergency. I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to be difficult. In fact, with this first step, you can make any crisis seem like an inconvenience. Get each person in your household a two-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. They're only $67. That's it. $67 for 2 weeks of food that lasts up to 25 years. Call now, 888-524-6540, or use the special website, preparewithwayne.com. Preparewithwayne.com. Do it today and prepare so you can feed your family when a crisis strikes. 888-524-6540. 888-524-6540 or preparewithwayne.com.
Earlier today in Israel, the U.S. Embassy officially moved from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. Part of the U.S. contingent on hand was Jared Kushner. Kushner talked about what this move means to the United States and Israel.
Israel's